Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Can you shout me a Hosanna? Hosanna. You know what that word means? Do you remember? It means save us. Save us, Lord. Hosanna. One more time. Give me a big one. Hosanna. Now, I wanted to share with you a reading from our Old Testament lesson today from Deuteronomy in the 32nd chapter. You can hear these words now. For the Lord will vindicate His people and have compassion on His servants when He sees that their power is gone and there is none remaining, bond or free. Then He will say, where are their gods, the rock in which they took refuge, who ate the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up to help you. Let them be your protection. See now that I am He, and there is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. So we heard the word rock in that reading this morning, and I wanted to talk with you about that. If we could go to that next slide just for the sake of the congregation, for the children's message. Whoever's got the clicker, if you could advance to the next slide. There we go. Oh, one more. There we go. All right, so I got a picture of the a rock here this morning. This is a very, very famous rock. Anybody know what that rock is? It's huge. What's that? Did somebody say it? It's the Rock of Gibraltar. The Rock of Gibraltar. It's over by Spain, between Spain and North Africa, okay? And this thing is massive. It's been there for, well, just as long as people can remember, right? It's always there. And that's the thing about a rock. A rock is steady and it's strong. You know it's always going to be there, right? It's not going to move, right? Well, sometimes we talk in our lives about people who are a rock to us, right? And by that, when we say that, we mean that somebody's always there for me. They can always be trusted. You can always rely on them to help you when you're in need, right? You might say, this person is my rock, all right? So I wanted to show you a picture of a person we might think of when we think of the rock. Does anybody know who this is? Yeah? Who is that? Dwayne the Rock Johnson, exactly. Dwayne the Rock Johnson. They even call this guy the Rock, and you can see why. Look at those muscles on that guy. My goodness, right? You've seen him in some movies, have you? Okay. They call him the Rock because he's big and strong. But that's not exactly what we mean by the Rock. When we talk about the Rock, we're talking about somebody who's always there for you, somebody you can trust. Now, in the Old Testament, the children of God, the Israelites, forgot that God was their rock. And instead, they put their trust in other gods. They thought those other gods would be a rock for them, would always be there for them, that they could be trusted. But could they be trusted? Could those other gods be trusted to help them? No. No. And so when Israel was in trouble, their other gods failed them. They were not a rock. They weren't there when they needed them. But who was there when they needed them? God was there, right? Their rock. God is their rock and their salvation. We call God in the Bible the rock of our salvation. So God set out to save us. He's always there for us. And what did He do? He sent His Son, right? Now, that doesn't look much like a rock, does it? Somebody who's dying on a cross, that looks like weakness. What could He possibly do for us? But why did He die? For our forgiveness, for our salvation, exactly. This is the rock we needed. We didn't need a Dwayne Johnson or Dwayne the Rock Johnson. We needed a Savior, didn't we? We needed the one we could always rely on and trust on, the one who went to the cross for us, all the way to the cross, to die for us, for our forgiveness and salvation. He is the rock of our salvation. We can always trust Him, always rely on Him. He's always there for us. Unlike the other gods, He is our God. He is our rock and our salvation. So today we shout, Hosanna to the rock of our salvation. Save us, O rock. Save us, Lord Jesus. And that's our Palm Sunday message. Can you lift up your palms and shout, Hosanna?
Hosanna!
Hosanna to the rock of our salvation. Say it with me. Hosanna to the rock of our salvation. Let's pray. O Lord Jesus Christ, the rock of our salvation, thank you that you humbled yourself and became obedient to your Father all the way to your death on the cross. You are the rock we need, the rock that we trust, the rock that we love. We pray, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Amen. Thanks. You can head back to your seats.